Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Acts 20:28. These words are spoken by the Apostle Paul to the elders of the church in Ephesus. Acts 20:17. They have come to Miletus as Paul is traveling to Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost. Paul informs them that they shall see my face no more, Acts 20:25. His urgent appeal on this occasion is that these elders pay close attention to themselves and to God's flock in their work as elders and overseers of the church. The truth which is presented to us in this last discussion by the apostle with these overseers is that Christ has purchased the church, and the price of this purchase has been the blood of Jesus Christ. The church is a purchased possession of God, thereby becoming the flock of God. When Paul wrote his epistle to the church in Ephesus, he spoke of them as the purchased possession, Ephesians 1:14. As he discusses the importance of the church and the divine nature of the church with the Ephesians, he presents the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for the church. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish, Ephesians 5:25-27. Therefore, the church is vital to the eternal plan of human redemption, which has been secured by Jesus Christ in the shedding of his blood at the cross of Calvary. Blood has secured the forgiveness of sins and the redemption of the soul in the death of Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, Ephesians 1:7. The blood of Christ that purchased the church has secured redemption from the slavery of sin. Therefore, the church and salvation cannot and must not be separated. What God has joined, let not man separate. Jesus shepherds his flock in the church. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls, 1 Peter 2:25. By blood, Jesus has saved humanity from sin in the church. Even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body, Ephesians 5:23. Therefore, the church is the body of the redeemed, and the price which has been paid is the blood of Jesus Christ. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.